Love and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. And it just goes to show you, you never know what God has in mind. Amen? All right. I give this message in Mosaic, okay? So it's not a new message for me and Pastor Robin, but maybe some of the other people here. But the reason I picked the text out of Acts is, isn't it wonderful that Paul hears the voice of God and the Holy Spirit guides him and tells him to go someplace and tells him not to go to other places? And wouldn't it be cool if God would do that for us? He does. The problem is we're not listening, okay? So I have some examples, and you'll please have to forgive my artwork, okay? All right. This, I drew up this morning when I found out I was preaching, and boy, I drew this really fast. But anyway, this is, it's going to be, you'll see how the Holy Spirit guided us, because you come here, we have a beautiful worship space, and a beautiful fellowship hall. And so how did this all come about, all right? Well, the Lord is going to work. So when I first got here, this is the entrance, and this is our sanctuary, and we had wooden dividers here, which is right below the clock there, and they would close those for worship, and the fellowship hall was right back here, and the kitchen was here, all right? So anyway, we were doing four worships at one time, because we didn't have enough room, okay? So there was only 12 hard wooden pews. I'm going to show you pictures of them later, but they were down to 12, six on each side. And the reason was, is my predecessor, in order to make the church look full, he would take pews out. So they were down to six on each side, okay? Not very comfortable. But anyway, I had my neighbor who remodeled his house take a look, and I was saying, well, what should we do? Should we build out here, or should we build there, or what should we do? He said the best thing would be just to expand the fellowship hall that way, by the worship space that way. So I started praying, and the Lord gave me a vision that one day this would all be worship space, okay? And when it was still the fellowship hall, we had the stained glass windows back there now. There were three clear windows, and they had these shades that were from like 1945, and they looked terrible, okay? So I had this vision, and I asked Dorothy Nelmark, who does stained glass, she did stained glass at our last church, I said, hey, this is going to be all worship space someday. Can you do some stained glass windows back here? She was 78 at the time, and she was recovering from cancer. So what would people normally say? No, I'm too old, right? I'm sick. She did it. And we have three beautiful stained glass windows. And that's when that was a fellowship hall, and she caught the vision anyway. So anyway, we got those windows, and then we got rid of the pews. We used Mormon pews for several years because we got them for free. And then we got these chairs. But then we had the full worship space. Well, the problem is we no longer had a fellowship hall, right? So at the time, there were three classrooms over here. Here's the office, here's the restrooms. And where the fellowship hall is, this was a classroom with some tile floor. This was a classroom, and this was a classroom. Because at one time, there was a preschool in here, okay? So I was thinking, well, that'll be the preschool. So in our minds, what the leadership did here, the elders and myself, is we said, well, let's get a preschool in here. So we had like three or four people say they were going to start a preschool in there. And the last woman was here for over a year, and she only had kids here for like 1 week, and she had like five kids, and then she left. So it was right after that, I'm thinking, well, we need a fellowship hall, and I was discouraged. So during my devotions, I said, Lord, what are we supposed to do? If we try to add a fellowship hall here or there or in the back, it's going to cost millions of dollars. We don't have millions of dollars, okay? So I said, what do we do? So the Lord slapped me in the head. And he said, hey, stupid, okay? He says, my loving child, okay? But anyway, what he did is he told me, he said, why don't you remove this wall and this wall, okay? And for this wall, put a walkway here and here and have a passway window there. But eliminate this wall, you'll have fellowship hall here, and then you'll have a kitchen in here. And I said, wow, that's really a good idea. So I called Pastor Perry, and I said, Perry, what do you think about it? And he said, man, that's really a good idea. So I asked Robin, Pastor Robin, I said, is that a good idea? She said, wow, that's a great idea, you know? So then I go to the elders, and I tell them, and I go, wow, that's a great idea, okay? So then we got to figure out how we're going to get it done. So Michael Gardner, who's not here today because he's with his mother in the hospital, he's a handyman. So I go up to Michael and I say, Michael, this is what we have in mind. So he looks and he sees that these are not bearing walls, okay? So he says, yeah, I can do that. I said, well, how much is it going to cost? He said, I can do it for $3,000. I said, we can get $3,000 together, okay? So he did it. He didn't make a dime on it. Okay, so then we have this beautiful fellowship hall, okay, and Easter Sunday we have a wonderful brunch, okay, what's that, with used cabinets, used kitchen cabinets, and the tile floor works perfect for the kitchen, but I'm going to show pictures after this, but just keep it here for now, Anthony, because my artwork is so wonderful, okay. So the first Easter, on Easter we have this big Easter brunch, and it was jam-packed. And we had to set up some tables on the patio. And so I go back to the Lord, and I said, Lord, what are we going to do? I said, we have a fellowship, Paul. Thank you so much, but we don't have enough room. And he said, hey, my loving child. Okay. He said, why don't you live in Arizona? So 9 months out of the year, the weather's perfect. So why don't you expand the patio and get some picnic tables out here with umbrellas, and you'll double the size of your fellowship hall. I said, wow, that's a great idea. So I called Pastor Perry. And he says, man, that's a great idea. Then I call Pastor Robin. He says, man, that's a great idea. So then I go to the elders, and they say, wow, that's a great idea. And then they say, where are we going to get the money for the patio? Well, in God's timing, we were at a church conference in Des Moines, Iowa, and we met a wonderful pastor named Pastor Vold, who had a large church up in North Dakota. And we told him the problem, and should I tell him about the church on the move? He's a crazy guy. He's not like us. He's very stable, okay? So we were staying in the same hotel, and we were going down an elevator. And we're all standing in the elevator, and he says, everybody get in the circle. And he said, everybody face this way. And he said, now start moving in the circle. So we all start walking in. We're stupid enough to do this. We're walking in the circle in the elevator. And he says, church on the move, church on the move, okay? So that's the guy. Anyway, that's how we met him. And but Pastor Gold said, we told him about what we wanted to do, and he said, we can pay for that. So that's why we have the North Dakota sign there, you know, because we have sister churches in North Dakota that helped us. So they paid for the patio to expand, all right? And the next Easter, oh, every Easter now, these tables are usually full, and so is the fellowship hall on Easter Sunday and other special occasions. The Christmas party was pretty full also, okay? The picnic table. So we didn't have the picnic tables, so Pastor Rob and I are driving down Indian School, and we're saying, you know, where are we going to get these picnic tables? And there's this used hotel furniture place there. It's no longer there, but it used, you know. So we pull in there, and guess what was there? Picnic tables. And the old big ones, you know, there was six of them, and they said you can get them for $75. So we bought those. And we had a member, Doc, refurbished them and put redwood on them. And then we got the umbrellas on sale somewhere. So now we've doubled the size of our fellowship home. Where am I going now? Oh, okay. First of all, the playground, okay? I want to talk about the playground. Because not only the pastors have visions, okay? My son Ricky, Okay. And I think it's because he had Richie at the time. He said we need a new playground. And we knew we did because we had the old metal slide. Yeah. You know what happens with the metal slide in the summer? We've actually had kids burnt on it. So him and some other guys tore those out. And he found a wonderful set. I think we got it at Home Depot. And we have 12 guys, Latino and Anglo, work on a Saturday and put it together. And that's why we have the beautiful playgrounds that we have. And then we realized we needed a covering for it. And he's the one who had the idea for a covering. But it's so strange how the Lord works. So we got this playground, and we want to have it covered. So we figured it'll cost $5,000 to cover it. That's what the contractor said. So we said, well, that's a good deal. So we can get that together. So then Pastor Robin went to the city of Glendale. Guess how much the permits were going to cost? $6,000. $5,000. Okay, $5,000. So we can't afford that, right? So anyway, Cable, the construction guy, says, I talked to an architect, and he said if you put wheels on it, you don't need a permit. That's why we have wheels on that. And if you can move it, God bless you. Because I'm not going to stop you. And we've had the winds, and it's very safe. Okay, it's very safe. So anyway, but the thing is, the Lord's guiding us in all this stuff. Okay? Now, as you know, we go into the jails, and this is our back building, believe it or not. Okay? We have two classrooms here, two here, and then these two. These two we use for Sunday school. This is kind of like an adult study room. But these were primarily used for storage. There was a food bank back there at one time, but they're used for storage because we were so crazy. We were doing these, probably we were doing 4 yard sales a year, okay, in order to pay for Angel Kids. And at one time we were taking care of over 2,000 Angel Kids for Christmas. And what was bad about it is we would pay for all the gifts and everything, but then we'd have to give them to social workers to give to the kids. So they just figured they're getting it from their social worker. It wasn't in the name of Jesus, okay? So, and it was a drain on the church, so we stopped doing that. And because we do jail ministry, Pastor Robin, oh, there's no classroom, this is all one big one. She's working with the girls out of the jail. She said, you know, we need to have a clothing pantry. So we made a clothing pantry for the women here. And then we found out that the guys don't have a clothing pantry. The guys, when they get out of jail, they can use clothes. So we have a men's clothing pantry back here. But once again, our idea for this room was we were going to make it a computer room for kids. It just never flew. It was kind of like the preschool thing. Because we get our ideas and there's things we want to do, but it just fell into place. This is finally our youth room here, and these two are Sunday school classrooms. But the point I want to make is all this, it's all because of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit will guide you. And I know many of you who are here today are here, and I'll ask you why, and you'll say it's because the Holy Spirit led me here. Okay, so the message today is stay open to the Holy Spirit and see what He can do. But I'm going to let Pastor Robin do the prayer garden thing here, okay? So Pastor Robin, you want to come up?
And do the prayer garden thing? Several years ago, when we came, I said, we need some trees, we need something. And look at that back fenced area. Why is there a fence around sand? What is that all about? And there was a reason for it. When the preschool was here 40 years ago now, the original preschool that was here, they had to separate the small children from the older children. So they had the preschool children in that back section with little toys and little trikes and things. That had long, long, long since gone away before we ever got here. So there was a fenced-in area around sand and rocks. And I said, Rick, that's really ugly. I said, we need to put a garden in there. And he kind of rolled his eyes because Rick is not a gardener. And right after that, we had a church call us, La Casa de Cristo, and they said, we have an annual community service project. Our entire church works on it, and we send 30 to 40 people to each location. Do you have anything, a big project, that you would like to have done? And Rick said, no, we don't have anything that I can think of. Pastor Robin, can you think of anything? And I said, yes. and so we began. I sent them kind of a layout of my vision, and it turned out they had a landscape architect in their congregation. So I said, can you make this happen with sprinklers and prayer stations, areas where people can pray quietly? And he said, yeah, we can make this happen. So there was a house that burnt down in South Phoenix, and I went on Craigslist and or Nextdoor, one of them, and found that I was looking for brick, and found that this house had a big, giant pile of brick. So 7 truckloads of brick later, I guess just kept dumping them on the playground, and when that church came, several people chipped away at bricks and got the cement off of them so that we could build the prayer garden walkways and go from there. We planted, it's hard to believe when you look at it right now, but all those plants were about this big and were laid out, and then we've since added the big trees along the west side so that someday we'll have lots of shade on the west side. But last year, Rick and I have a continuous dilemma with our irrigation, that seeds float in and trees pop up in the yard, and we just shovel them up and throw them in the bin. And last year, what we did is shoveled them up and threw them into black containers and brought them down here. We call them God trees because God plants them. And we had a community service day through the probation department, and we planted another row of trees that were about, you know, sticks, a foot tall sticks, and now they're a couple feet tall. And so eventually those will grow up as well. On that big community service day, we used to have, I forget what they're called, I think they're juniper bushes along the side here, so no light was coming in from this area. And I said, I know this is a huge project, but do you think we can get those bushes out of here so we can plant some roses and things? And within about 15 minutes, a guy with a big truck pulled them right out by the roots. So we've had so much help. And Eileen is here today from Shepherd of the Hills, and they have been a tremendous help to us financially for both the jail ministry and for our existence as well. And so God has one by one by one by one answered our prayers and answered our needs always. And 2020 will be the expansion into our halfway house as well. So that's all from God. It's not from us. Those are visions that came from God. And as Pastor Rick said, when the vision came from us, guess what? It didn't happen. Everything that we came up with these great ideas for, even the little computer room for kids after school, we got, you know, computers donated, but then nobody came. And so when we have ideas, unless we stop and run them through the Holy Spirit, they don't come to fruition. And He is faithful, and He will give us visions, and He will follow those visions through because He has done so. And that's what that reading from the Bible was. He said, no, don't go here. I'm going to send you here instead. And there's a need there. So that's it.
Now we're going to see some pictures. And Anthony, you want to do the next one? Okay, these are the pews I was talking about, okay? This was our worship space, and... Stand over here. Out the door! Okay. Okay, these are the pews I was talking about before we had the Mormon pews, okay? Do they look comfortable? They were not comfortable. And this is the fire department doing something for us. Next, okay? This is after my installation. This guy now is a pastor, and... anyway, you can see the windows back here with the shades, okay? And this was our fellowship hall, all right? We put extra chairs in because it was my installation, but these are primarily friends from other churches, okay? There's Jack Simpson's no longer whistled, I don't think. I think that's Jack Simpson. But anyway, next, okay? These are the windows that Dorothy put in. And she put them... You saw the previous picture? If somebody, if you were an artist and you were going to put this much work into it, would you put... No. So she caught the vision of the Holy Spirit. And next one. And then she wanted to do some more, so she did the ones by the doors. And this is the only one I... There's two of them, obviously, but just beautiful pieces of art, okay? Who would have thought, right? God had a plan, though. God had a plan, all right? Next one. This was this year at our Christmas party. And how many people drew numbers this year, Paula?
Yeah.
How many? 80? 80 people drew numbers for the gift exchange. So the Lord has done a mighty work here. Amen? All right, next one. This is Adriana. And this is the cookie decorating class she did. Okay? And the cookies were delicious also. Okay? But this is our fellowship hall now. And there's our kitchen. Okay? And these were just three trashy classrooms before. So God had a vision, okay? He had a plan. And you have to be in touch with the Spirit and see what God's plan is, all right? Next one. There's our tables for Easter, and I think we had them out also for our Christmas party, okay? So we have a fellowship hall now that can handle over 100 people, all right, with the patio, okay? Not recommended in August, though, okay? Next one. There's another picture of people using the patio. There's the North Dakota, credit for North Dakota for helping us add on all this, okay? And there's the picnic tables that the Spirit led us to, okay? By the way, this gate, that's another story. Mundo, it's a beautiful gate, right, out here? We had a little metal gate that was 3 feet tall, that would only open half the time, okay? And Mundo, at our Spanish service, he said, "Pastor, why don't you let me make a gate here?" And I said, "Okay." You know, and I'm just figuring he might make, you know, he did wrought iron, so I figured he'd just do something out of wrought iron that we can open and close. He did a work of art, okay? If you look at that, take a look at it on your way out. And that was gratis. He did it for free, okay? He also did... The wrought iron fences in the back, okay, because we were having problems with people trespassing and stuff. But, okay, next one. This was Ricky, and the kids love this, okay? They just love it, and it's safe, okay? And like I said, if you want to move this, because we have moved it a couple times, you got to get at least four guys, and not four normal guys, okay? Four big guys to move it, okay? So the Lord's blessed us, and there's the prayer garden in the back. But I got another picture. Go to the next. This, they used the prayer garden for Easter eggs on Easter, okay? But you can see the bricks that were laid in, okay? This was just a pile of rocks and sand, okay? So do you see what God has done? And when the church was smaller, we used to burn our sins in front of the cross there. And we used to have our sunrise service here, but now our sunrise service is too big, so we have it out on the patio, okay? But God's plans are so much bigger, right? They're so much bigger. And it's not just pastors who have, everybody has them, okay? Go to the next one. This is a blurry picture, okay? If you weren't here Christmas, I didn't realize it was blurry until after I put it on the PowerPoint, but this was Christmas Eve here, okay? And for those of you who were here Christmas Eve, this place was full, okay? This was my vision, okay? is that it would be full of people worshiping Jesus Christ. But not just on Christmas Eve, all the time, okay? But do you see, going from 6 to 8 people in the summer, or 23, do you see what God has done? And you all know, because you've told me how the Holy Spirit has brought you here. You're here by divine appointment, okay? And it's, Pastor, it's so much easier, right? When we let Him, we follow His plan and let Him do it. Because we can't do it all right? We just can't. We're just human beings. When we turn it over to Him, He can do wonderful things. Now, I don't know where you're at in your life right now, okay? Maybe you have challenges. Maybe you're in recovery. Maybe you've just come out of the jails. Brothers and sisters, God has a plan for each and every one of us. He has a good plan, all right? Follow His plan, not our plan. And how do we follow His plan? Stay in His Word. How many minutes a day? 15 minutes a day. Start with 15 minutes a day. Pray. How many minutes a day? 15 to start. And keep it up. I pray when I'm driving, and that's not a bad idea here, okay? Stay in community, all right? And stay in a community of faith. And the Lord will guide you, okay? And you may think you have ideas and you have everything under control. Just let it go. Because we don't control anything, okay? Turn it over to Him and see what His plans are. And you will be amazed. You will be amazed. And people come here who haven't been here for 15 years, and they can't believe it. Well, all praise be to Jesus Christ. Amen? All praise be to Him. Amen?